Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Sota, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So we were just talking about in the last Mishnah, the three people that go back, Me'orchei HaMelchama. So Ve'elu Shein L'chazun, the following people do not go back from the battlefield. Habona Be'Sharach, Sajra Marpeses. Someone didn't really build a house. They built a gatehouse. They built a porch. They built, something, an Achsadra, which are places that you can't really, live. It's an Achsadra. I guess it's more like a porch. It's on the way into the house, whereas a marpeset is a porch that's on a second floor. So it's like if you have like a two floor inn or something. So sometimes you'll see a porch on the second floor. So anyway, these people are not chozer merucham l'chama. That's not called that they built a house. Hanotea arba ilani machal v'chamisha ilani srak. If someone planted four fruit-bearing trees and or five non-fruit-bearing trees, so hamachzir, so they don't go back. That doesn't constitute a kerem. Hamachzir is grusha. So then someone who remarries a woman who was previously married to and he had gotten divorced from her, that's also not considered to be the exemption of having gotten married. Almanu l'kohen gadol grusha v'chalutzu l'kohen hadyat mamzerus v'nasim l'Yisrael basishal mamzul nasin. Let's say he got married, but it was a marriage that's forbidden by the Torah. Like an almana marrying Kohen Gadol, etc. So lo hayachozer. Then the husband does not get an exemption from war for marrying someone that he's not permitted to marry. How do I know that? So the Bartanur explains. It doesn't say v'lo l'kach. It says v'lo l'kacha, which implies it has to be someone that's ra'uy for him to have married. Rabbi Yudomer, Afabona Bayis al Mechona Loheichoser. Even if a person rebuilt a house that was destroyed and rebuilt it in the original location, he also wouldn't go back. That's not considered a new house. Rabbi Lezer, Afabona Bayis Lavena Basharon Loheichoser. Even if a person builds a brick house in Sharon, he doesn't go back because those houses are not considered to be the types of houses that are going to last, because the bricks from Sharon are very flimsy bricks, apparently. So it's not a real house. That's what the Rav says. Mokum hu shemo Sharon ve'in akarka shelo yafa l'levenim. It just doesn't have ground that's good for brick making. Like twice every 7 years, they would have to sort of rebuild the house. So that's not considered a real house. Mishnah Dalit ve'elu v'shein. Some people don't even have to go to hear the whole speech of the Kohen. They don't even have to leave their houses. If a person built a house and he did start living in the house, but he's been there for less than a year, not to kerem v'chilulo, someone who planted a vineyard and he did the chilul of the vineyard in the fourth year, but it's still in the fourth year. Hanoseas harusa, so someone who married, who actually had nisuin and they're in shana rishona, hakonases yivimto, or he did yibum and they're still in shana rishona. How do I know those people are totally pater? Shemar naki yeh lebeso shana achas, that for 1 year he's naki lebeso. Lebeso is a beso. Lebeso is a reference to the house itself. Yeh zekarmo. And we see machas ishto, zo ishto. So all three exemptions are alluded to in the pasuk. And asher lakach, lavi yasivemto, that asher lakach teaches that even the yavama is included. Ein maspika mayim mazon vein masakna sadrachim. And those people that never even go out to the battlefront in the first place, they don't even have to provide mayim and mazon to the others, and they don't have to repair any of the roads either. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Gimel we had said that the people that do not get exemptions from war is if you built a house that's not really a house, just a porch or a gateway or something like that, and someone who plants a vineyard that's not really a vineyard, four fruit-bearing trees or five non-fruit-bearing trees, someone who gets married but married in Isser does not get an exemption from war. And Rabbi Yehuda added that even if you rebuild a house in its previous location where it was destroyed, is also not considered a new house. And Rabbi Lazar says, even if you build a flimsy house, like a brick house in Sharon, it's also not going to be an exemption. Then in Mishnah Dalet we said that all three exemptions we were talking about previously at least had to go to the battlefront, and then they heard the speech and then they returned. But there are some people that don't even have to go out in the first place. If you built a house and you were mechanich, but you're still in the first year of living in it, you planted a kerem and you were mechalit, but you're still in the fourth year of the kerem. You got married to a woman and you did have nisuin and you're still in that shana rishona, including by a case of a yavama, then they're entirely exempt and they don't even have to play a role of providing mayim and mazon or repairing any of the roads. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Parches Mishnah Hey.